slicing, but only can I buy, like for myself, I just buy the slices of it.
Okay.
And it's real salty, you know, it's real salty, but it's good.
Oh, that's a difference. It has more salt?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I guess it's a better quality, too. I'm not sure.
Well, everybody, I don't know, maybe it's popular in Atlanta, too, but since I've come up, everybody raves about it. I see in all the restaurants, you know, our specialty country, mm-hmm. and I have to try it.
It's good.
Okay, lamb. What kind of lamb do you like?
I don't think I can think of lamb as lamb. Oh, did you ask me about pork?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Let me think of some more stuff about pork, as much pork as we have. Have you ever ate pig feet?
No.
Have you ever ate chitlins?
Yes. I ate chitlins before I knew it.
Oh, did you?
No, I
didn't. How did you look at them and didn't ask what they were?
I was a real little kid.
Oh.
My aunt in the country in Alabama served them one time, and I just was too dumb to ask, I guess. But I found out since what they are.
Did you like them?
I think so. I don't remember turning up my nose. I think I did. Do you like them?
Yeah, my mother fixed pig ears. She fixed pig tails.
Tails?
And do they look terrible? I don't touch the tail because it looks like a rat tail, you know, laying over the pot.
Oh, God, I bet they do. What about the ears?
Ears, I like the ears. And, see, the pig ears, pig tail, pig feet, chitlings, and my grandmother sometimes gets the whole head.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the head. What's that stuff called?
Oh, I just wouldn't know. I just really wouldn't want to know. Ooh.
Have you ever heard of souse?
Yeah, and souse. I like souse.
What's that?
I believe it's just a mixture of a lot of pork just put in together. Have you ever looked at it?
I've never even seen it.
You've never seen souse?
No. No. You had a deprived childhood.
Well,
what does it look like? Is it sold in a plastic thing in the meat counter?
Yeah, you can, or you can just buy it. You know, most of the time when you go in a store, they have them in drive-ins, too. They have them in a loaf, like, you know, and they just cut them off on this, you know, on this little saw. It's real good. You got to try it. You can buy it in the hot, and you can buy it in the mild. I like the hot.
With spices on it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, how do you fix it?
You can eat it with a sandwich, and I like mine with light bread and mayonnaise. But a lot of people eat them with crackers.
Okay, and is it kind of spreadable?
No.
No, it's not. You gotta cut it.
You gotta cut it. Yeah.
What's light bread? Is that white bread?
Yeah, that's what I call it. Yeah,
okay.
Light bread.
I think I'm getting to bread in just a minute. Won't have to ask you that again.
Oh, and brains. Do you ever?
Mm-mm.
I think my grandmama eat those too. Oh, yeah, and pig nuts too.
What's that? Is that ridiculous? Do you have any other names for this?
Hog nuts.
Okay. I've heard them called, what have I heard them called? Rocky Mountain, no. Smoky Mountain oysters or Rocky Mountain oyster, they call them oysters.
Really?
Have you ever eaten them?
No. Oh, no.
Are they supposed to have any magical powers for men to eat them?
I don't know. I doubt it if it would.
Okay.
But I don't see how they could eat the brain and the nuts. They scramble the brain with eggs.
I'm eating your cat's brains, but I don't think I can do that. So the nuts are the balls, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we're talking about the same thing.
Yes.
What are some different kinds of poultry,
chicken, fish, eggs.